On August 30th, 2011, this is Pulling You number 73. Greenbridge friends, it's Michael here at Bridge Hands, and welcome to Day 4, Part 1, Incredible Offenders on Trump Leads. Well, let's face it, when it comes to Trump leads, don't we all like to lead Trump in the back of our hearts? Oh yes, there's some thrill, some exhilaration of being able to lead a Trump and saying to the declarer, okay, you want this suit for Trump? Here, try this. Yet realistically, leading Trump is not right most of the time. And in Mike Lawrence's book, Opening Leads, I think he aptly pointed out very well, it's right about 20% of the time to lead Trump. Maybe it doesn't matter about 30% of the time. And leading Trump is wrong about 50% of the time. So let's take a look in part one and see when we should lead Trump. In segment two of our lesson, we'll take a look at some situations when not to lead Trump. Okay, let's begin. So aside from the obvious impulsive urge to lead a Trump, what would be some of the logical reasons to do so? What would be the benefit for us to help eliminate the declarer from getting extra tricks? Right, correct. We'd want to do so because they would be roughing. They would want to be using their Trump to rough. Therefore, if we can have a counter strategy where we lead Trump, we can help to eliminate that benefit by the declarer. Let's look at 10 examples where we might want to lead a Trump. Number one would be where we have more Trump than the declarer. Yeah, so if we have 100 honors in diamonds, then the auction goes, one diamond passes out by the opponents. We could go ahead and start peeling off those top diamonds. The opponents would not have any opportunity to get roughs in or cross roughs. Or maybe we just have a six-card diamond suit. Before long, their diamond suit's going to be gone, and if our partner has a long suit, maybe we can help partner promote that suit. Number two, we might want to prevent roughs in the dummy. Let's say the auction begins with south, one heart. We over in the west pass. North hand bids three hearts, back to four hearts in the south hand, and we have maybe 15 points or so in our hand. We wonder, well, how did they get to four hearts when we have 15 from 40 leaves 25? Is the north hand really that strong? Maybe there's some shortness in the north hand, some distributional points. They're planning some roughs. So if we have ace king third in the heart suit, we might want to play three rounds of hearts, and then the north hand has no roughing power. So we can prevent dummy roughs sometimes by leading a heart with some of the auctions. Or maybe the opponents have settled for a secondary trump fit, such as a 4-3 fit where the responder had to take a preference or they didn't find a fit. Maybe it started one diamond by south, one heart by north, one spade by south, two diamonds by north. Didn't look like they could find a fit in the major suit, but I'll bet you they'd like to get some roughs back and forth between them since they didn't. So if they're in maybe a 4-3 or a 4-4 fit, we go ahead and lead the diamond suit. They're not going to be getting many roughs in because they're playing in their secondary trump fit. How about the situation when the opponents have side suit misfits and they're likely to cross rough? Yes, here's another variation. So they would like to get some roughs or cross roughs in back and forth. Of course, in some auctions, it's not clear what to lead. Some of these auctions, we just want to avoid finessing the partnership side suits. If the right-hand opponent bids strongly and they're the declarer, we don't want to lead into those ace queens or king jack tens, suits that we might finesse ourselves or our partner. That might be a situation where we might just want to make a safe lead, a passive lead of a trump, so we don't give away extra tricks. Make that strong declarer who bids strongly must find finesses on their own. Examples include opening no trump, making jump rebids, and so on. Number six would be, when we have natural trump winners, we're not going to get any roughs with a king, queen, jack tight, or maybe a queen, jack, 10-9, queen, jack, 10-little. These are going to be natural tricks. We're not going to get any roughs out of these. This would be a good time to pump the declarer, get rid of some of their trumps. Or based on the bidding, where the partner has a bust hand, that auction we saw before, one heart, three hearts, four hearts. If we have 15 points, certainly our partner's not going to have any honors, so to lead away from a king or a queen in a side suit will certainly cause us to finesse ourselves. Or sometimes the lead is just awful. Let's say that we have two aces in side suits that are unprotected, and we have jack third or jack fourth in a third suit. We don't want to lead away from an unprotected ace. Leading an ace is not going to be productive. It will gather only small cards. If we lead under an ace, then they're going to get extra tricks as well. And if we lead away from jack third or jack fourth, these are normally bad leads leading away from a jack, especially if our partner maybe has an unprotected king. We just as well lead a trump suit in this situation. or in other situations where the opponents have stolen the auction from you, where they've made a sacrifice at a high level when your side should be in a game contract. Maybe they went beyond your four spade contract and bid five diamonds. Yes, you might as well go ahead and start playing those diamonds because you know they're going to try to get some roughs or cross roughs in. Or maybe you make a takeout double and partner passes. What's that all about? Well, your partner has a very long suit in the suit bid by the opponents and converted your takeout double to penalty. So even when you have a singleton, even a singleton honor, lead it. Go ahead and start getting their trump extinguished, then go ahead and play your suit. And then later on, you can promote either your or partner's suit. Or when the opponents have bid a Grand Slam contract. If they have 13 tricks that they're looking to receive, go ahead and make that passive lead of a trump. Make them find all those jacks, queens, or kings on their own. Okay, on hand number one, let's start with a slide example and then head for the table and play this hand. South is the dealer and opens one club. We, in the west hand, have a 4-4-3-2. In spades, ace, jack, seven little. In hearts, queen, seven spot. In diamonds, jack, 9-6. In clubs, king, 10-8-5. What do we want to bid here? We have five in spades, two in hearts, seven. One in diamonds, eight. And the king of clubs makes 11. Do we want to make a call? Well, we don't have a five-card suit. That's one detriment. Look at this. Queen Doubleton, hardly worth 2 points. Jack third, not even worth a point. No, we don't want to get in the way of this auction. We're going to pass. Over to the north hand, one heart. Back to south, one spade. Back to north, two clubs. And whenever the responder or the opener bids partner suit, their suit at the lowest level or no trump, that's a sign-off bid. And sure enough, the auction passes out at two clubs. So, what do we want to lead in this situation? We'd want to lead a low club. The five of clubs would be a fine lead. Now, we know that they have at least seven or eight in clubs. We have four. Our partner may have one. Partner may not have any. Partner may have two. We don't know. But we want to lead a club because we can sense some roughing power. So, what we want to avoid is a declare from getting a cross rough. They're probably itching to get some roughs in back and forth, back and forth. So, despite this auction, we would still want to lead a club anyway. Do you agree? Let's imagine that they were in a no-trump contract. What would you want to lead? I think still you'd want to lead the five of clubs. Let's say they were in a two-heart contract. I think you'd still want to lead the five of clubs. Leading away from a jack is not a profitable lead. Leading away from unprotected ace is no good. And leading away from a club, if your partner has either the queen or the ace of clubs, would be fine. So we were probably planning on leading a club anyway. And with this type of an auction, slow auctions where they end up in a part score, two-level contract, not even two in an invitational, yes, we only have 11 points. Do you think they have more than about 20, 21 points? I don't think so. They didn't do an invitational bid, so our partner has some values after all, right? Okay, in this type of an auction, we can expect our partner maybe to have about 8 or 10 points based upon our holding and them stopping at the two-level. Okay, very good. Let's head for the table. On hand number one, south is a dealer with a 4-4-4-1 shape. In clubs, ace-queen 9 four times, 6 points. In diamonds, ace-10, 8 spot, 4 times. There's another 4, makes 10. In spades, king, 9-8 four times. Another 3, 13. And a singleton, small heart. Opening one club, over to west, a 4-4-3-2 shape. In clubs, king-10, 8 spot, 4 times. In diamonds, jack 9 third. Jack thirds are hardly worth anything. In spades, ace jack 4 times. So we have 3 and another 5, looks like 8. And in hearts, queen doubleton. Queen doubleton's not so good. If our partner bids the suit, fine, we'll give it full value. If the opponents bid the suit, probably glad we didn't consider any points at all. Anyway, we're going to pass. We don't have a 5-card suit. Let them go ahead and see what happens next. 2 north. It's a 5-4-3-1 shape in hearts. King jack 5 times. Do you want to count a distribution point? Perhaps not. You're not sure you have a lot of entries on the outside suits, only this king of diamonds. In fact, in diamonds is king third. So we have 4 and another 3 makes 7. In clubs, 4 small and a singleton stiff spade. We'll go ahead and bid one heart. Over to east. East has a 5-4-3-1 shape also. And in fact, a lot of hearts here. In hearts, 5 times, ace, 10, 9, 8, 5. There's four. In spades, queen, 10, four times. Nice connected 10 there. Brings us up to six. In diamonds, queen, three times, eight. And in clubs, stiff jack. We'll pass. Over to south. Okay, we started with a club. Then our partner did not bid a diamond. They went with a heart. We have a singleton. Probably going to be five-card suit. Maybe longer, isn't it? Not going to be fitting too well, it appears. At any rate, we're going to bid up the line. We're going to hope partner has some spades. We'll bid one spade on our rebid. Pass by west, back to north. Huh. North, you don't like that. You have only a singleton spade. One no trump doesn't seem like an appealing auction with this misfitting hand. Do you want to rebid two hearts? No, I don't think so. When we rebid suits, it normally promises six. I'd say that's about a 90%+ of the time. We want to keep that rule. Now, if you have really good hearts, or whatever the suit is, perhaps. But king jack five times looks a little bit too moth-eaten to rebid. Not a five-card suit, please. So what's your next call? Well, if not no trump, how about two clubs? Your partner started with clubs, right? Okay, so it's either one no trump or two clubs. And if this looks more like a shapely hand, which it seems to, probably two clubs is the next best bid. That's going to be a sign-off bid, isn't it? Anytime we bid our suit, partner suit at the lowest level, that's sign-off. Okay, a pass by east, and everybody passes out. So the opening lead is to west. West, what's your lead here? Well, I hope it's going to be a club. In this type of an auction, where they have a creepy auction stopping at a low level, and they may not even have an eight-card fit, we're going to want to lead a club. Now, we're not going to lead a high club. We don't have a sequence suit here. Just lead a low club. See if you can stop some of their roughs. Okay, we lead a small club. The five comes out. Goes low, low. Our partner plays a stiff jack, and they win with the queen. Okay. The declarer sees that they're trying to stop the roughing power. And what do we want to do? Well, as declarer in the south hand, we want to go ahead and get roughs, don't we? We can see there's some opportunities for some roughs and cross roughs, right? We have a singleton heart, and we have a singleton spade in the dummy. So we'd like to get some roughs going back and forth. This is not the type of hand where we're going to pull trump. We don't have a suit that we can clearly promote. We can't promote this heart suit very well in the dummy. If we had another honor, wouldn't it be nice if we had a queen or at least a 10? Wouldn't it be nice if that dummy had better than the king jack? We spoke about this earlier. Okay, so let's try a roughing strategy. So we're going to play a heart. We didn't see west come up with an ace. Even if they had it, they probably should have held off, shouldn't they? They had the queen doubleton and played small, went up with the king. And normally when you have a singleton, you do go up with the king. And unfortunately, the ace was held by the east hand. Okay, now it's up to the east hand. What do you want to come back in here, east? Well, east, I want you to think long and hard before you make this lead. Think about the auction. Think about the distribution of the cards that you see. Recall that you had a singleton club. You saw that the north hand had a singleton spade. You think that there's probably at least more singletons floating around? You think perhaps south could have a singleton? It's possible, isn't it? They didn't end up in a no-trump auction. You'd like to lead this heart, wouldn't you? But wouldn't they, if they had a doubleton, went with a low to the jack and then a low to the king? Because they have this outside king entry here, because you don't have the ace behind that. So you probably want to come back in a spade. Even though you heard south bid spades, this is probably a good time to go ahead and come back with a spade. Yes, you'd like to come back in a trump, but you have no more. And you saw your partner leading them, so you're kind of actually happy that partner has more clubs and that you don't have to play one. You just assume partner have all of them. So let's come back in a low spade and see what kind of fruit that brings us. We come back with a two of spades, as we can see. That is the only winning play, is playing a small spade coming back. Good on you if that was your plan. Okay, over to south. Well, you can play an 8 or 9. You might as well false card. You're not going to give the dummy any information. So play the 9. Over to the west hand. West plays the jack, and it wins the trick. Okay, west, what do you want to come back in next? Right, you want to play with more clubs. And if you'll recall, the jack was already played. It was won by the queen, so you don't want to play a low club. You want to come back with a 10 or the king. They're both the same at this point, but don't play low and give them a trick. You got to play a 10 or the king in this next trick. And if you did, another wonderful play. Nice going, defense. And there was a sluff of a 5 of hearts by partner in the east hand. Okay, they're in, and they're going to play a spade, and they're going to get at least one rough here. Finally, south, you were tenacious, but they're picking on your trumps, aren't they? So you got a rough, and now you can go ahead and play a diamond back to your ace, and play another spade, rough again. Rinse, wash, and repeat. Okay, you can go ahead and play your king of diamonds. Everybody follows. Play a heart, and you can rough it. Play a diamond, and let them go ahead and have the trick. Over to the east hand, they can now play the queen of spades, king, and ace. You captured that king. Very well done, coming with that spade earlier, and now being able to pin that king of spades held by the south hand. Very nice. Okay, and look at here. We have a king of clubs, smothers that last nine of clubs in the south hand, and the eight of clubs wins a trick. So when the dust settled, north-south, you have seven tricks, not eight. East-west, you have six, setting them by one. Review in the hand. The auction, I think, was fine. Some of you might have considered opening one diamond, although the honors aren't that strong in the suit. One club is a good opening bid. Passing, very nice here. Don't want to come in this auction over in the west hand. North, one heart, great. Not very good distribution of the hearts. Unfortunately, 10 of them are held by the north and the east hand. A pass over by east, south, rebids one spade, perfect. Back to north. Some of you might have wanted to rebid one no trump with a singleton spade. You know your partner in south does not have five, correct? If they would have had five, they would have opened one spade. 4-1 is not good. Now, if you had a singleton queen or singleton ace, sure, that would have been a good time. But with a singleton six, don't bid one no trump. This is not the hand to do it with. So, some of you might have been inclined to rebid two hearts. With this holding, it's not good. And sure enough, with a heart and five hearts behind, you don't want to be bidding two hearts and being left in a two-heart contract with this type of honors behind you. So you rebid two clubs. That was fine. That was a good bid. That was the best you could do. And had West not let a club, you would have been fine. You would have made your two-club contract. So in summary, for the opening leader here, when you can see that they died in a low contract, a two-level contract, and they did not have a fit, a club, a heart, a spade, two clubs, and you have about 10 points or so, you figure your partner maybe has about 8 or 10, just go ahead and lead a trump. Yes, go ahead and keep them from roughing. Anything else, as we can see, they rough the major suits back and forth, easily making the auction. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part one of our lesson here today. For our free premium and ultra members, on our next segment, we will analyze another hand with bidding and play based on our incredible defender, Trump Lead Lessons. For our premium and ultra members in part three, we have a whopping 12 more exciting hands and commentary, including the 10 Trump Lead scenarios that we've discussed earlier in this lesson. And as always, paid members can also download files with our hand records, slideshows that you've seen here, and even Microsoft Word documents with complete bidding and play commentary. Here we can see the 10 different scenarios that we spoke about earlier when we might want to lead a trump, or some of the situations that we'll see when you don't want to lead a trump. We'll discuss that in the next part of the lesson. Each of the hands you can see has play-by-play commentary with bidding and the bidding scenarios and play scenarios for each of these hands. For all of these 14 hands that we're seeing here today. So, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin enjoying membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come on down to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone, we'll see you on the flip side. Bye for now.